Heart of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Lola of Spirit of Nigeria Radio and Life Radio 107.5. Yes, on Retalk with Lola, what do I try to do? Every Sunday, as a psychologist, I try to bring about the realities of life. We try to talk about issues that happen to us, like on an everyday basis. And over the past few months, it's funny, we're already in December, but I can see that we've talked about so many things. And for this month of December, I try to look at everything in a perspective and said, okay, you know what? Let's actually talk about realities. And when I talk about realities, I'm talking about, you know, we being able to put a shift between being reasonable, being sensible, and being real. And that is why on this particular month of December, I'm going to talk about some very sensitive issues that is so real out there, but people try to shy away from them. My guest today is a pastor, Pastor Tope Ade. And she's been a guest once on my talk show. But this time around, she's going to come around and talk to us about her journey, what she experienced having the COVID infection. And, I mean, the whole world right now is revolving around COVID and everything going around. And, I mean, right now we know that there's a third variant going around and there's so much being said. But I have noticed that, okay, in this situation, a lot of people have allowed things take over their mind. And I think at times we're beginning to lose our reasoning, way of reasoning, because now we are not allowing sense take control. And I most of the time I always advise that we should allow mind over things at times. You know, you don't need to sometimes take a back step from yourself and ask yourself some questions before reacting. And yes, my guest is going to come on very soon. She's running a little bit late, but she's going to join us, take us through what she went through personally. I mean, it's easy for you to know that, okay, there's COVID, or people said this is what happened, this is people said, but this is somebody that went through the whole. She's going to tell us what it was like, how she got through it, and most especially, she's going to tell us where to draw the line between being sensible about the infection, because as we're all aware, a lot of theories have flown around about this COVID thing. You know, people will tell you things like, oh no, on the religious basis, people tell you things, it's a demon, it's this, it's that, from some other works, people tell you, oh no, it's something that was sent. So there's just so much going on. And what do I, as a psychologist, think? I just always feel that, you know, fear is something that we need to deal with. And it's not anything anybody can deal with for you. You need to deal with it personally. You need to conquer fear. And once you've done that, then you can, I think you'll be able to reason very well about how you deal with things generally. On the religious point of view, a lot has been said. There's just been a lot of controversies on these issues. At times, I just have to take a deep breath and ask myself, okay, where are we at now? You know, and I'm happy today that Pastor Tokwe is going to look at it from that aspect for all listeners to listen to that. Look, you know what? I don't think this COVID thing is irrespectant of if you're a medical person, if you're a pastor, if you're an imam, if you're whatever. I mean, I don't think it looks at that. If you get infected, you get infected. And I think the most logical thing is if you do get infected, I mean, then let's get treated. I mean, that's for me, that's the most logical thing to do. If you think that being vaccinated is a problem, then you need to ask yourself, why is it a problem? You need to look inwards and ask yourself so many questions, but not just base it on the theory of, you know, some demon is somewhere, or it's a conspiracy theory to reduce population, like a lot of people are speculating. They're trying to wipe away the Western world. They're trying to wipe away the black race, you know, and so many other things that you hear about. So much.
Doing gentle loaded. Your love they hide me like he be bowling. Yeah, we supposed to link up, but you be Johnson. Me, but if your love they hide me like he be bowling. Oh baby, don't leave me lonely.
Okay, so yeah, it's much better now. Good, sorry. Yeah. So before we continue talking, thank you so much for being able to come again one more time. And like I said, this is Real Talk with Lola on Spirit of Nigeria Radio and Life Radio 107.5 FM Ibadan. And as usual, my very good friend, Pastor Tope Ade, is going to take us through our journey through with COVID. And I have earlier said before you joined Tope that this particular December, I'm going to look at realities that people just try to shy away from. You know, there are just so many things happening out there. I'm very sure you yourself have heard so many theories about this COVID thing. And at times, I just get tired, and I'm going to be honest with you. I just get tired listening to people's way of reasoning. But one of the things I've come to realize is that a lot of people do that out of lack of, I won't call it lack of knowledge, but maybe a deeper understanding. And I'm happy that if somebody like you can explain your journey to us and how you went about it, maybe it can help other people listening to realize that, you know what, hey, this thing is real out there. It has nothing to do with your color, your race, your religion. It's just what it is. So, Tope, can you please give us an insight into how it happened to you?
All right. Thank you so much, Lola. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Yes, as you all know, I'm Pastor Tope, and I'm a pastor. I've been in the ministry for over 35 years, and I've been a pastor for 24 to 25 years. And so, by the grace of God. Now, we know about, we all heard about COVID last year that started, and I mean, it was frightening for many people. We were following all the details, cleaning and all the sanitary process and all that stuff. And, some didn't believe, some still felt it wasn't real. Some felt it was just, hell, you know, especially where I live. I'm in the U.S. It was, for a while, it was kept under the wraps, and not really brought open. And then we had began to hear a lot of theories coming up about this COVID issue. I got a lot of emails, a lot of inboxes at a point in time. And it was also a time where there was a political transition in my country, you know, in the U.S. So so people were sending stuff. At a point in time, I had to tell people to stop sending me stuff. You know, I don't want to read stuff like that. They should just stay out of my inbox, especially my WhatsApp. So what happened was, in my own situation, you know, November, I had a preaching engagement. I mean, I'd been doing everything online because we started a new church gathering last year, January. January last year, and a new church plant. And then the COVID hit. That was towards the end of January, the COVID hit. And so we just moved everything online. You know, so you can imagine starting a new church plant, and then the COVID hit. And so we moved everything online anyway. So, and apparently before then, I'd been using Zoom for some of the meetings, prayer meetings, and so on that we've been having previous years. So using Zoom wasn't new. And so we were having our services online, and then I You know, I mean, everybody was tired of staying indoors. Everybody was really tired. I won't lie to you. Just not going out and everything. During that period, I had people that were close that lost family members. I had one of my cousins who was in Nigeria, who was a medical doctor, you know, got infected in the hospital, you know, COVID. He was retired. He was a consultant. He got infected at the hospital, you know, where he went to. And so on. So we knew a lot of people that lost members, people that were in the hospital, and so on. So I got this invitation to preach, and then my personal assistant called and liaised with them and told them what, you know, what and what, especially with the COVID. I was like, you know what, I would go. He said, just wanted to get out and interact with people. And so told them about, like, asked the church, do you guys have masks and all this? Says, oh yeah, we wear masks, we do the social distancing, we do all that. We even offered to take my Mac microphone, you know, with me, personal microphone. Like, I wasn't going to leave any stone unturned, that I didn't want to share any microphone. And they would put my mind to rest and say, don't worry, Pastor, everything, you know. Also, I want you to download the Spirit of Nigeria app on Google. As you're hearing this, that is how you can hear and be able to have access to this. Okay, so they said, don't worry, our microphones are brand new, everything is sanitary. So I believed. I mean, like, I'm dealing with believers. So unfortunately, my peer couldn't go with me, so I went alone to this trip. And when I got there, all of the procedures were not met. Nothing. Wow. Nothing. Nothing. There was no social distancing. There was no, you know, I mean, I had people wanting to hug me, especially when little kids come and say, can I give you a hug? I mean, I couldn't tell them no. I just had to hug them. You know, I was the only one wearing masks, you know, but at a point in time, I felt like, you know, I'm the guest speaker. Let me just take this mask off. Big mistake. So I took off my mask as well because nobody was wearing masks in the meeting. And then they bringing in this guest speaker to come and minister to us. You know, just feel like, okay, let me just take this off since nobody's wearing masks. That was a big mistake. A blunder on my side. And so it was a 3-day program, very, very extensive program. It was very, you know, it was the lot. It was a very busy weekend. And so by the Sunday, I was already white, you know. And then let me backtrack. Then I noticed the microphones, you know, the first day, because I had this thing, I learned a lot during my process of having COVID, but I used to be like, I was on the passive side, you know, because I didn't like to offend people. So the initial microphone they gave to me, I realized that it was not wiped off. It was used by somebody in, then, you know, after a while, I said, I had to go and ask the lead pastor of that particular campus. This church had multi-campus. You know, I had to call and I said, can you give me sanitizer? So I had to, like, I need to take care of myself because this people won't pay. You know, so I got a sanitizer, I began to wipe my hands. I said, I'm not using any microphone. That's not, you know, I didn't go into details that this is not what you said, this is not your, you know, it kind of like failed me. So, and one of the services on the Sunday morning, I was asked to go to another branch to just meet, preach there before coming to the service where I was invited to preach. I went to their main headquarter branch of that church. And at that time, I was ready to watch out for myself. So I realized that the microphone given to me, I already had my sanitizer, I had my wipe. I wiped off the microphone and it had lipsticks of somebody else all over it. I was like, okay. Anyway, I ministered, you know. I then went to the other service. I was wiped by the end of the day, tired. So I was scheduled to leave the next day. So I said, you know what? I think I'm going to stay till Monday and just rest. That this has been a very busy week. Apparently, I guess my defenses began, you know, was dropped because of the stress. My immune system was lowered. And then by Monday, I mean, I felt like it was okay, you know. And then Tuesday, I started feeling tired. I felt like, you know what, I've been busy. Friday, Saturday, Sunday program. And it was really, I was really drained during that meeting. They really took all it took out. So I said, well, I must really be tired, you know, that I just needed to rest and then just go home. But I noticed I was just tired. I just could not explain the tiredness. And so I go back home to my base in Dallas on that Tuesday. And then the Wednesday, I knew something was, I began to feel something was off. Because I started shivering. I had this chill, you know. And yeah, it was November. It was already getting cold, but not that cold that the heater. I had a central heat on in my house, but it didn't work. I had double blankets. It didn't work. So I had to get a space heater put close to me. I had this chill. Then I had this body ache. I couldn't even describe the body ache. Tylenol could not handle this body ache. So I took Tylenol. It didn't work. Then the headache started. I mean, the headache, I can't even describe it. It was as if somebody was sitting on my head and just beating them up. My body felt like I was run over by some truck or just being boxed or beaten up. Then I started, you know, gradually started progressing. Then I started having runny nose. My nose, you know, it would run. It was like water was just, it was just running uncontrollably. Wow. Then sometimes it would be congested. Sometimes I would be backed up. And then I started having stomach pain. I, you know, was having diarrhea along with it. And then I, you know, then of course the fever was there. And then, I mean, the cough was horrible. I mean, if you hear the cough, I didn't even know, the cough sounded horrible. And that cough stayed for 4 or 5 months. Didn't go anywhere. And then I started having fever. And then I started having the loss of taste and loss of smell. You know, this started progressing, and I knew something was. I knew that, okay, this is, you know. So on Friday, I said, I need to get myself tested. One of my friends said, I think you need to get tested. I said, I think so too. So I went to get myself tested. And then Saturday, I knew I was sick. I wasn't doing well at all. But I still managed to preach on Sunday. But what made me realize something was totally off by Sunday was that I was mixing my words. I was stumbling on my words. I was kind of disoriented a little bit. Then I knew something was off. So after the service, then I was trying to catch my breath from every word. And I knew if it's something was actually off. So after the service, I said, okay, wait a minute. I did a test on Friday. I should have gotten the test result. I checked my phone. Apparently, they had tried to communicate with me that Sunday morning, but because I was getting ready for service, I didn't check my phone. Then I realized that I checked the information, and I saw that I was positive for COVID. And then it started going down from there. I contacted my family member, texted everyone that this is what's going on with me. And they were kind of afraid. I mean, and you know, traditionally I do have asthma sometimes, so you can imagine having pre-existing condition. And then due to some genetic blood mutation, affected some of my heart valves, so I had those pre-existing conditions already. So it was horrible. I can't even describe the experience. I wake up, then I contacted my doctor, a primary care doctor. I would wake up with anxiety. I would wake up in the morning. I would just wonder why I was anxious. Then I would check my oximeter and realize that I didn't have oxygen. That was why. So I was actually choking when I would wake up all of a sudden from sleep feeling like I was anxious. And I realized I was actually choking. You know, I couldn't breathe. And so when my oxygen drew, and they told me if you pass 94, where it should be, say around this 95, once it goes anything 95 below, get yourself out. I got actually as low as 80-something% oxygen, which was dangerously low.
Wow.
When I went to the hospital, I found out that I actually also had pneumonia. The COVID pneumonia was already going on in my lungs and fluids. So it was a really bad experience, and it went on for about 4 months. I was still positive. I was still very sick, and as long as I had those upper respiratory symptoms, I kept testing positive. The cough was didn't refuse to go. So, because sometimes they say, well, 7 days, but to be honest, the cough and the upper, I wasn't okay 7 days. I wasn't okay 14 days. I wasn't okay 21 days. I wasn't okay 30 days. I was really sick. And so people need to understand that this COVID is real. I know that I've heard people, and then maybe somebody might be saying, well, maybe she's not a strong pastor or faith, you know, she doesn't have enough faith. Well, it's okay. Whatever anybody is saying, you know, I'm not going to argue with anyone. You know, everybody's, they are welcome to their own opinion about things. And I got people sending, you know, they didn't know, only a few people knew that I was very sick, because somebody was taking the service, another pastor friend was handling the church, the ministry, during that period on the Sunday services, because of course there was no way I couldn't even talk, you know, I couldn't even move from, I wouldn't even say a few meters, I couldn't even move, because just getting up to the bathroom alone, I was winded, I couldn't breathe anymore. Just took a lot to go to the bathroom. Took a lot of energy. Took a lot of oxygen to do that. Took a lot of, so it's really, really, and then thereafter, then, you know, after I finally tested, you know, negative and the symptoms were going, I still had that headache still remained for a while. The loss of, the taste, you know, the smell. My taste is still not really the same. I still have this weird taste in my mouth, even until now. You know, the smell, it took a while. It's still off and on. It's been a year now that I initially got infected. It's still off and on.
I was going to ask, how long has it taken? I mean, this is almost a year.
Yes. Wow. It's still off and on. I remember, one day my daughter was, I think she was cutting some onions. Or was it my daughter, my son? And I think like, because what happens is I would smell something and a little bit, but when it comes, it's so overpowering. The smell of onion, I was like, what is thinking? It was so horrible. I eat raw onions. Can you imagine? I used to eat raw onions. And I smelled onion. It was like somebody opened up some, I think it was some sewer. That was how it was smelling. You know, it was smelling horrible. And then there was another day, that is even after recovering. I had another day, I was making jollof rice, and I couldn't smell it, I couldn't taste it. My daughter said, I don't know, I added everything to the jollof rice. She said, Mom, the whole house is smelling of curry. I said, oh, really? So you can imagine if you can't even smell curry. And it was really bad. But we thank God. And then another thing that really, one of the times, that is after I tested negative, that was like, it took 4 months before I tested negative.
Negative.
And it took 4 months. And then the symptoms, especially the pneumonia, you know, I was on steroids for a while because of the, you know, my lungs and all that was still very inflamed. So I had to be on steroids for a little more extended time. You know, so which led to some weight gain. I remember the clothes I wore to the hospital, you know, I was trying to put it on again recently and I couldn't even fit into it. I was like, really? I mean, I still wore this was why I went to the hospital. I had a band around the pants, like, because I couldn't, so as not to fall off me, you know, but with the steroids and all that, you know, it had a side effect, some side effect. But one of the things that really threw me off, I couldn't remember a lot of stuff. I'll be talking and I'll be trying to understand what I was trying to say. I remember one time I was, even this June, I was trying to catch Uber to go catch, I was going out of town. My cousin's mom, my auntie passed, my cousin's mom, you know, Inver's mom passed, and I was going to Houston for the service of song, and I got my Uber app, and you know what? I didn't remember the address where I was going to go. I didn't know that. I didn't remember the address. It took me 15, 20 minutes to be able to pull it out from my mind. The first time that happened after the recovery, I think I was trying to remember my name. Somebody was talking to me. Then I just lost it to tears. Like, what's going on with me? You know?
Wow.
So the COVID, and I've heard that these are some of the long haul things. Before the COVID, I used to walk 5 miles every day. Monday to Saturday, I would walk 5 miles a day. I just started walking again last month, but bit by bit, probably a mile or 2 miles slowly, maybe a week, one time a week or two times a week, just trying to gradually pick up, you know, my energy in that area. Even with that long haul, some days I just have pain all over my body until now. Some days my body just aches me, you know, just like that, and all of that. So now I remember when the vaccine came, a couple of people called me and they were confused and said, you know, some people say the mark of the beast, that you shouldn't take the vaccine.
You know what, Tokwe, before we go into that, because that is one very interesting, I mean, I won't tell you a lie, that is actually where I'm going to, and that is one of the reasons why I brought you in as a pastor. Yeah, because, I mean, but before we go in there, we're going to quickly take a short break, and then when we go into the second part, because to be quite honest with you, like I said, apart from the mark of the beast and all these things, one of the things I wanted to talk about, and I want you to look at it from your own perspective, is being very honest with you. I personally think religion has played a lot of role in the drama going on with COVID. You understand? It's just been like a storm in a teacup. You understand? So we're going to go on a quick break right now, right, with a song, and then as soon as we come back, I would really appreciate you breaking down this aspect for us, because it will be very good for people to be able to learn from it, you being a pastor.
All right, that's great, no problem.
Yeah.
Call it back.
107.5 FM Ibadan. And yes, I'm still talking to no other than Pastor Tope Ade, and we've been talking on our journey with COVID infection. And one of the things we've talked about, which she has made my listeners know, is that, you know what, the COVID infection is real and is no respectant of anybody. And for people trying to log on, I've been hearing a lot of people trying to tell me, oh no, how do we get on the radio station? As usual, I've always said you just need to download the app on the Google Play Store, look for Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and boom, you're good to go. Yes, I'm going to go back to my guest, Pastor Tope. I know that one of the things I would say about you, Pastor Tope, is that apart from you being very religious, I know you are a realist. You would always look at things from a sensible point of view. And one of the things I noticed about people and COVID, and I'm happy you actually said it yourself, is the fact that people have allowed so many things, you know, will I use the word, not let them reason very well. You understand? They are not, to me, they're not applying sense right now. They are not applying sense because, you see, it's even the Bible, I mean, that we already say, watch and pray. It didn't say pray alone. You understand? And I'm very happy you actually said one of the little mistakes you made was that you let your guard down, you know, because I'm believing it because you felt, okay, you know what, if these people say they're going to do this, you believe they would have done it. But unfortunately, we're humans. And that's what I always tell people, that we're humans. And I mean, sometimes that part of us takes over some of the things we do. So now let's talk about a question somebody asked. A lot, and I'm very sure you yourself have heard this, a lot has been said, especially from the religious point of view, about, you know, the vaccination. Even before the vaccination came out, a lot of people religiously, I know personally some people that have said, oh no, it's not real. It's not, and the COVID is not real. Oh, it's not going to happen if you are born again, if you are this. And I even actually went on to tell somebody that, hey, why, even Jesus Christ said we shouldn't tempt. You understand? If they say there's something to curb this thing, then why don't we do it? Oh, some people came up with the theory of, oh no, they're trying to kill everybody. And like I said to somebody, I said, if they're trying to kill somebody, they don't need to start vaccinating us one by one. It's a waste of time. All they have to do is go up in the air, release some gas, and we're all gone. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, why are you wasting time choking everybody one by one? It's going, that's a longer process. You understand? So let's go back to your own and your theory about your religion. I mean, I'm very sure you've come across people who have come up with this religious thing. How has it been for you, being a pastor? Some people must have told you, why didn't you pray about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some people will say whatever, but, you know, I mean, especially when they eventually read my story, because a lot of people did not know. Only those that were very close within my circle knew that I was very sick. And we're contacting, which they needed to, something or reach me directly, but we're contacting to check, see how it's doing. Now, you see, one thing is that as spiritual leaders, we are influencers one way or the other. We need to understand that we are influencers. Yes. And this issue about faith and science, it's a big thing. A lot of times, yes. Thank God for faith. The book of Hebrews talks about faith that, you know, conquered lions. Faith that, you know, that subdued kingdoms, faith that in Hebrews chapter 11, faith that raised the dead. Yes, the faith of God, the faith of the Son of God is still active. The faith is a living faith, is an active faith. We need to understand that. Very key. But at the same time, the Bible says that, tells us that the heavens, you know, declare the glory of the Lord, and the firmament shows his handiwork. The firmament, God has given people wisdom You see, one of the doctrines I use, and I use some theological terms, but I will explain. We call it the doctrine of the Imago Dei. Imago Dei just means the image of God. One of the things that make us to be the image of God is our ability to reason. You see, of all things, of all mammals created, humans are the only ones that have the high ability to reason like God. And it is from that reasoning skill, according to within the context of God's purpose and word, that we find a lot of discoveries, even in science that we see today, in medical sciences, in technology, the aircraft. It is part of the concept of the Imago Dei. But the sad thing is that the people, that is the church, the Christians, that should know better, that have an understanding that have been saved by Jesus Christ and have the Holy Spirit, should actually be more, you know, be the ones that are actively manifesting the intellect, that intellectual ability that God has given. We are the higher being. But unfortunately, we, and it's because of lack of understanding. I'm going to state that. You see, there's something that, unfortunately, a lot of faith leaders come forward and talk about those things, and people follow. You know, people are followers. I mean, you know, they follow. But one thing Paul said, he said, follow me as I follow Jesus. He didn't say follow me blindly. He said, if I'm still following Jesus, then follow me as I follow Jesus. So that means that if what I am doing and saying contradicts what Jesus would say or do, don't follow. Because we forget that part. And now, now somebody can say, well, Jesus Christ Jesus Christ, you know, was laying hands on the sick. Yeah, because he's God. He's a creator. So he was able. But mind you, among the disciples, Luke was a physician. Luke was one of the people, the writers of the synoptics. The synoptics are the gospel, the four gospels. You know, the three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John is in his own place. Luke was a physician. Luke was also accorded to be the writer of the book of Acts. If you look at the book of Luke, you will see that it's different from the other synoptics because a lot of healings of Jesus Christ were shown because that is his interest. He was a physician. So he was seeing it from the perspective of the miracles that were done by the Lord. See, Paul one time told Timothy, he said, you know what, you are having a lot of stomach ache. You have an ailment in you. You have a disease. I think you need to start taking some wine for your stomach sake. Paul told Timothy that take a little wine for the sake stone. Now, he's not talking about social drinking. He's not talking about just drinking. But he understood that the water in the area was doing some damage to the health of Timothy. And then he knew that the wine, because it would have gone through some process, which is kind of medicinal, that, you know what? You need to be taking some because there's some, you know, they talk about the flavonoids in grape juice, like in wine. So there are some things they need that could help your ailment. So we can liken that to medicine. So he says, Paul said to Timothy, he says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 23, I'm going to use and I'm just paraphrasing, he says, do no longer drink water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and for your other diseases, your other infirmities. So Timothy had some infirmities. And, there were difficulties in getting pure, unpolluted water. But it says, use a little wine. So what are we saying? Wine went through a process of science.
Yeah.
Are you getting
so, so this takes us back to the question, what is your feeling? I mean, it's obvious. I mean, I know where you're coming, where you're going to. But, I mean, what as a pastor, okay, and as somebody that has gone through COVID, what do you advise? I mean, what will you tell listeners that, okay, you know what? I'm in both places now. I'm a religious leader. I'm an influencer. But I've gone through COVID. Do you still stand on the fact that people shouldn't be vaccinated or that there's no COVID?
Well, I'm going to stand on the fact that COVID is real. It's COVID.
Okay.
Yes, we have a name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, but there's COVID. You see, a lot of pastors died from this thing. A lot of pastors, especially from the U.S., a lot of pastors.
But it never came out of that.
Especially in the black community. A lot of pastors died from this thing. Well, way before the vaccine came out. And then a lot of the African-American populace were afraid of getting the vaccine because of history in the past whereby they were used as guinea pigs. So they were kind of afraid that because in the past when they wanted to carry out some scientific project, the black people were being used, so that led to the fear. But, a lot died of the COVID. Why? Because a lot of our pre-existing condition, a lot of black people do not have access to health care like the other races. So they lost the past. I mean, even recently, a very popular, I won't mention the name because I don't want to be in a legal situation, of a very famous Christian television broadcast leader in the U.S. that went all over the world, just died of a COVID complication recently. You see, so COVID is real. We understand the potency in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus. But we know that. But one thing I want to say is that, why do you want to make yourself a martyr that God did not make you? That's the truth. Why? And you know what? There were, and it has happened before. Let me show you. In the church history, there were people that, because they heard about martyrdom, they wanted to be martyrs. They were, they loved the Lord. They served the Lord. They, on purpose, put themselves in harm's way because they just felt like, you see, I want to put myself in harm's way. I don't care. They just wanted to be martyrs. So maybe that's what those people are trying to be. Maybe.
Sorry, go on. I would ask the question.
But one thing we need to realize is that even if your immune system is strong, and the way this COVID thing works, to be honest, it's a disease, it's a virus that nobody really can explain some things about it. And so, caution should be taken. We need to err on the side of caution. You can err on the side of caution, doing what you need to do. Do your best. You see, I tell people, do your part and leave the rest to God. Some people say, there are people that took the vaccine and still had the COVID. There are people that were doing all that and they were still sick. And do your part. Do your part. Carry out what needs to be carried out. Let God be God. But you do take your own responsibility and do your part.
Okay. Have you ever thought about it from another point of view? And that is where I come from, okay? I'm going to actually stay on the fence now. And I know you know this saying that you see, when you're on the fence, you can see some things better. Now, I believe that sometimes, especially with this religion and this COVID thing, I believe that sometimes some people follow things blindly, not because they want to, but I would put it under lack of proper understanding. You understand? I mean, like you said, we shouldn't mention names, but there were some particular people that would tell you categorically that, the head of the church or the pastor said there isn't COVID. And one of the things I always say to them is, well, that pastor may not have COVID because the pastor is not exposed to some certain things the way
you in the congregation are being exposed, like you said, no personal spacing, nothing is being done. You guys are, you know, kind of choked up, talking into each other's mouth. But the pastor is up there in the podium. He's not getting exactly close to any of you.
The pastor has has a separate microphone. Especially talking about the Nigerian pastors, have some bodyguards surrounding them.
Exactly.
The pastor, you know, I mean, you don't even know what the pastor is doing to keep the immune system strong. You see, one thing is this, that you cannot try to, we should not try to make God be look like what who he is not. And that's what we've been doing. See, God gave the wisdom to the scientists, to the doctors. And we need to acknowledge that. I hear people, I mean, I've heard some people that in some of this denominational dark place, or in some of these places, that they had a lot of people that were terribly sick of some type of it. Because their pastors, I mean, from some of these places that where their pastors said there was no hope. I knew people personally in the congregation that
would die
in that congregation that died of COVID.
But they will tell you it's not COVID. They will tell you such people died of lack of belief. Yes, I've heard things like that. And I'm like, okay, what do you mean lack of belief? They will tell you things like, oh no, the person wasn't a strong Christian or whatever.
What is a strong Christian? You know, I mean, the question that I always ask, what is a strong Christian? Hey, so because when people say the person is not a strong Christian, what are we talking about strong? What, who is that? You know, a Christian, we you know, I know that we because we've seen a lot of compromise, so people say, okay, a strong Christian. A strong Christian, you know, a Christian is somebody. The Bible, Jesus Christ says, go and make disciples. You know, that is disciples for Jesus, being like Jesus Christ, being like Jesus. I tell my, you know, my children, I don't expect them to be a clone of me. They should be a better version of me. They should be able to use their, you know, use their own gifts to be able to fulfill their purpose. I believe for them to be in Christ, remain in Christ, live for Christ. But you know what? Use everything God has given them to do that, to carry that out. You see, one of the things I realize is that, to be honest, I would call it being self-centered. I'm sorry to say, I'm a pastor too. I'll call it being self-centered and being wicked. Honestly, being self-centered and being wicked, trying to come out and tell people there's no COVID, you know, or don't take any vaccine, or just do whatever you like. No, that is being wicked. And that's the truth, because within these places, a lot of people just dropping dead. But they're not attributing it to COVID. Because let's say, for instance, in Nigeria, they don't have enough testing facilities like that. So there have been lots and lots of people that just dropping. They don't even know what caused it. They don't know. Yes, thank God, maybe some immune, some things, you know, lead to some exposure to certain things, and some things in the system. Maybe thank God the COVID, infection maybe was not as rampant as people expected it to. But you know, one thing is that, does Nigeria even have data? Do they have data? Do they keep data? Do we have medical data? Do they have to even know what is going on?
I think if we go into that, we're not going to leave this discussion, because that is another, I would like to put that as a discussion for another day, because,
and then,
you see,
manipulating the scripture.
Exactly. I'm happy you used that. It's completely wrong, and it's unfortunate. But I mean, before we finally round off, it's been a splendid time with you, Tope. I mean, it's always a splendid time with you, Pastor Tope, because I enjoy the fact that you always are so real about the things you talk about, and that is one of the things I would really appreciate you for. We should be rounding off in another 2-3 minutes. But before we do, what is your last word to our listeners on this COVID issue? I know you've said things about there is COVID out there, but what is your last word to them before we finally round off?
I will tell them that the vaccines. I don't know if they still do that today. In the hospitals, they would say, in those days, because my mother was a nurse, Okay. They used to say we care, but God heals.
Heals, yeah, you know? Yeah, that's true.
You know, we care. That was those that were really bedside, you know, medicine. And things have changed. They say we care, but God heals. And if you look at the medical, the emblem of the medical practice, it's the snake, the serpent on the pole, you know, indicating Moses in the wilderness when the Lord, you know, they were smitten by serpent, and then the Lord said Moses should make a serpent and lift up a bronze serpent, and then anyone that looked at it was healed. It was a representation of what was to come, that anyone that looks at Christ will be healed. And also, so we see that in medicine, but there's still get your vaccines. Get your vaccines. Be real with yourself. Yes, when you're sick. I remember one of my professors at the seminary, when he had cancer, he said he was very upset. And he was doing a teaching on healing, divine healing. I mean, I have a master of the master's degree. I have a master of divinity and a doctor of ministry degree from Oral Roberts University, which is well known for about the margin. One thing, a combination of the whole person from there. Oral Roberts was great in that area. Oral Roberts, you know, being an alumni of that institution, I realized a lot of things that, you know, Chancellor Roberts was very real, was very aware, yeah, passed before his time of the margin of medicine and faith. That was why he started the City of Faith then. He had a medical school, but this medical school, you know, eventually was closed down for some years. I mean, the same people in the Christian faith community that felt that, you know, yeah, that felt that Christianity, imagine Christianity with medicine, was against it. So I'm going to tell people, get your back. I actually got my booster yesterday. I mean, it's a little bit uncomfortable to do that, but I got it. I got in my shot. Get it. You know, observe all the hygiene. Use the mask and believe God. I mean, that's what I would say. Tell people.
Thank you so very much. I mean, it's been Pastor Tokwe on Real Talks with Lola on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. And like she said, let's be sensible about everything that is around us, especially this COVID thing. I mean, get your hygiene system up. Get your vaccine if you have to be vaccinated. And most especially, like I always tell people, protect yourself. You know, use your mask. Keep the 6 feet or whatever they call it, you know, the distance. And let's all just try and stay very safe. Thank you so much, Pastor Tokwe. And thanks for giving us time once more again. I hope you had a lovely time with us. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Lola. God bless you. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.